Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to Islamic Upbringing. This is your host, Zainab. And in this program, we try to answer your questions, queries, and issues you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon Noble Quran and the narrations from Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family. Today in our studio, we have with us our guest speaker, Professor Salman Naqavi, who is a faculty member at Al Mustafa University, Qom. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much. It's an honor.
Well, Professor Naqavi, since we have been talking about the issues related to adolescence, now we have one of the audience questions over here, which reads that, what is the way to behave with an adolescent who thinks that his life is good for nothing and stays away from the gatherings?
So this goes back to his understanding of his life. We need to develop a comprehensive understanding that he has come here for this in this world with a purpose in life. He has to achieve a goal. There's a destiny for mankind. We're not as other animals are. We're not just here for to eat and to make merry, to enjoy our lives. It's a continuous struggle. It's a continuous journey towards excellence, towards perfection. We are here. We have started our journey in this world from a point where we do not know anything. Allah Almighty says that we have created you from the wombs of your mothers, and you have brought you forth in this world and in a state that you do not know anything. لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. But the purpose of your creation is مَا خَلَقْتُ الْجَنَّةِ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. We have not created the jinn and mankind other than for our worship. And worshipping is being obedient to him, to follow his commands, and that leads us to perfection. That is based on our knowledge and understanding. So the more we become knowledgeable, the more we excel and we reach out to Allah Almighty. Ya ayyuhal insan innaka kadihun ila rabbika kadhan famulaqi. Oh man, you are in a constant stage of struggle and striving towards to reach out to Allah Almighty.
Yeah.
And you shall meet Him. So this is a journey which starts from zero and it goes up to infinity, because Allah Almighty is infinite. So
yeah,
our journey towards Allah is infinite. So these concepts have to be brought home to a child. We, of course, ourselves should be able to realize them, understand them, comprehend them, and then we have to bring it out in our, not only in our the way we talk and what we talk and how we communicate with our child, rather we should become examples of a person who is continuously, perpetually engaged in that struggle. And that makes life meaningful. The struggle is not for just being able to eat and to drink and to clothe ourselves and to have a good home and to have a car. This is not what life should be about.
Okay.
Unfortunately, if we are living a life which is towards for material gains, only for material gains, we're not condemning material gains at all, but we are just saying material gains and rewards are for the sake of achieving excellence spiritually.
Yeah.
And But if the gains of material gains become an end in themselves, instead of being a means to an end, then life becomes a vicious cycle. And when we are engaged in such a way of living, which is, in the opinion of the Holy Quran, a life of animals rather worse, then our child will also feel that he has to be engaged in such a struggle, and he may feel let down if he is not able to achieve that.
Yeah.
And then he would prefer to go back into himself and become an introvert and feel everything is for nothing.
All right. We'll discuss more on this important topic after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm Zainab with Professor Nakavi, and we are talking about an adolescent who thinks that his life is good for nothing. Professor Nakavi, you refer to a very important concept that if an adolescent sees the life around him, which is without change, which is constantly going to the materialistic purposes, that's how he actually sees life is going nowhere. And he feels like his life is good for nothing. So is it the environment that the parents create at home which makes him feel like that?
Of course, as a child, as we believe, every child comes to this world with the nature Allah Almighty has created, the fitra, which is based upon Islam and Tawheed. Every human being created in this world, kullu mawludin yuladu ala al-fitra. And there's a hadith which says every human child which comes to this world is naturally his instinct, by nature, by the fitra that Allah has created in him, he is a godly person. He's
yeah.
looking for perfection. He's looking for something which is beyond this material world. It's
yeah.
something which cannot be achieved by gaining material gains. It's not through that. It's much beyond that. There's something which is beyond this material world. It is something which is beyond what we see apparently. Every human being, every child has this feeling, this understanding within him. He is looking for something which is perfection. But when he sees the society, his relatives, his family members, continuously struggling to make things happen materially. Everything has to be for this. The success story is material gains. There's nothing spiritual about it. Then he feels confused because the natural
fitra
wants him to, is seeking for something else.
Yeah.
And the world is taking him towards something opposite to it. Again, we need to understand spirituality is not condemning the world. It's not
ignoring
the world. It's not a life of hermitage. We've mentioned this before. La ruhbaniyata fil Islam. The basic concept is that whatever we do in this material world, whatever we strive for, is actually for the sake of akhirah, for the sake of developing our abode in the hereafter. Everything which is done, every single action which we carry out in this world, will have its effect
consequences
in the hereafter. So everything, even if we're trying to make money, even if we're struggling to carry out work which is necessary for making an earning, because in Islam, it is important for especially the man, the man to work and to earn a living and to manage his household and to provide them with the facilities which are required in life.
Yeah.
So that is a responsibility. And this responsibility is for the sake of gaining...
This has not to be ignored.
This has not to be ignored. And through this, he can achieve proximity to Allah Almighty. That is spirituality.
Yeah, we'll discuss more on this after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us.
Ya muqiyal khayrat, ya muqiyal khayrat, ya muqiyal.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, honor your children and teach them good manners.
Ya muqiyal khayrat, ya muqiyal khayrat.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm Zainab with Professor Nakavi, and we are saying that an adolescent who thinks his life is good for nothing and avoids gatherings, why he does so. Professor Nakavi, so far you discussed very beautiful concepts. You said that, first of all, it's in the fitrah, it's in the inside of human being that... He wants to attain perfection. He wants to go towards spirituality. But when he sees world around him just going after the material gains and going in one cycle, he gets bored. And it's something that's against his fitrah. He sees things going opposed to his what is inside him. He does not get answer to that exploration that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept within him. That's how he thinks basically life is good for nothing.
Yes, of course, and he needs, every human being needs love, needs care, needs respect. So if he's not getting that today in today's world, in this today's mechanical world, which everything, in everything, everyone is in so engaged in personal gains that we forget to engage with each other in the family, within relatives, within society. The human touch is becoming lesser and lesser every day. The human relationships, our engagement, as we mentioned, with nature. I mean, today, how much do we go out and explore nature? How much do we go out to enjoy and the nature that Allah Almighty has created? How many do we have hobbies in the form of exploring nature, studying nature, going out to interact with nature, working in gardens, in places where we are working with animals or maybe plants and trees and so many things which are there. So this engagement, this interaction with nature, with other human beings, this is diminishing and decreasing day by day, especially because of our mechanical work that we have to do to make ends meet. And unfortunately, one of the pitfalls of a capitalist society, which is continuously looking for material gains, is that people become robots, as we mentioned once, triple M's,
money making machines.
So the human element is going out. So we need to come back to that, developing human relations, love, respect, interacting with each other, discussing ideas, thinking about each other, exchanging our thoughts and feelings with each other. That is unfortunately becoming very, very little today. So we need to come back to it. We need to sort ourselves. We need to plan our days in such a way that we, as the many ahadith have been mentioned, in which it has been emphasized that one part of your lives, daily lives, should be engaged with Allah Almighty in the form of prayers and so on. Then you have to keep one time for your livelihood and one time for your leisure and your engagement with other human beings and one time for your rest.
Yeah.
Resting. So, I mean, three to four times have to be made. And this is important for development of the human spiritual self.
All right. So we can help this adolescent by just changing our own timetable, by dividing our time, by giving time to work, but not all time to the material work, but to spirituality, to our leisure time, to rest, and divide our times into many other things and give a little change to our life so that a child does not feel like we are not exploring in this world, because we have been created to explore so that we reach perfection. So if he sees things going against that fitra, he will get confused, and we don't have to confuse him. It's our responsibility to show him the right path. Thank you so much, Professor Nakavi, for helping us with the beautiful answers. Thank you so much to your listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. In case you have any questions, any feedback, please feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can also search us on the social media platforms by just searching Call of Islam Radio. We'll be there. And in case you want to listen to our program or our previous sessions as well, go back to our official website, which is www.parstoday.ir/encoicalofislamtab. Thank you so much for being with us. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.